The Milwaukee Public School District has announced three finalists for superintendent. We now know who they are. What are the biggest hurdles that they will face? What are the obstacles looking the district in the face? Alan Borsick is a senior fellow in law and public policy at Marquette, and he's written about education for many years. Alan, thank you so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
When you see the three candidates, and we now know their biographies, we know their history, I think two of them aren't even currently in education. What do you think about the three candidates?
Actually, I think it's a pretty impressive list. None of them are from the Milwaukee area as far as their education backgrounds or personal backgrounds. Joshua Starr was the superintendent in Montgomery County, Maryland, a number of years ago, and which is suburban Washington, and had a national reputation then as being a pretty effective superintendent. Brenda Caselius was the superintendent in Boston at one time. The third person, Andre Townsell, is supposed to be a rising younger person. You're right that Starr and Caselius are currently like doing consulting and that kind of stuff, but they both have national reputation. So it's actually a pretty good list, people who have real records of working with some success in urban districts.
It looks like Joshua Starr is at least a graduate of UW-Madison, but Milwaukee yes. is a bit different from Madison. What yes. did he do in Maryland that really turned things around there?
Well, he's an effective administrator by reputation. He was very focused on achievement and improved achievement in the district. It's Montgomery County is a very complicated district. It's got some well-to-do areas, some not well-to-do areas. And he was generally respected as a really smart, effective administrator. Not that he didn't have critics. Every superintendent does. But I remember following him 10, 15 years ago thinking, this is a pretty interesting guy.
Alan Borsick is with us on WTMJ. Alan, what is the most pressing issue that whoever ends up in that chair will be facing?
Oh, the competition is so stiff. certainly with the release national test scores last week, and Milwaukee did terrible, so academic achievement is way up the list. They're going to have to face some very difficult decisions on closing schools. They've got the huge controversy about putting cops in schools. They've got the money mess that started last spring and hasn't been resolved entirely, although it appears they've made quite a bit of progress. They got a lot of criticism coming in the state legislature as the state budget shapes up. Just keeping good teachers in classrooms and dealing with a system that's been so battered, man, the list is very formidable. So any of these people, my heart kind of goes out to them.
So do we want someone who is young and spry like Andre Townsell who can take on this?
Not for me to answer, but I think that's exactly the way he'd be looked at. He's supposed to be kind of a rising effective person. He's in a very small district now. The entire county where he's the superintendent, Maryland has countywide districts, is just east of Washington, D.C. It has less than 100,000 people, and the schools are fairly small. So he's never worked in a major district the way Brenda Caselius and Joshua Starr have. But he apparently made a really good impression in his interviews because he made it to the final three.
Alan Borsick is with us on WTMJ. Alan, you know this industry, you know this business better than the rest of us. Does MPS lose potential great candidates because of the mess, because of the situation, because of the headlines?
That's a tough question. I would assume so. I mean, it's not easy to make this an attractive job. It's one of the lowest performing districts in the country. Or you could say, wow, what a great challenge. I can really do something that's important and good here because the need is so high. So I think that's what these three people are saying. So, yes, I assume they lose people, but I give the people involved in this search, including the consultants that were hired, some credit for coming up with some names that are people who are really worth giving a look to.
It seems like Dr. Brenda Caselius, since she was in Boston, that's, you know, comparatively a larger school district that maybe dealt with some issues that we're dealing with. And she also knows a lot about public service, at the city level.
I meant to look up the number, but Boston is certainly bigger as a metropolitan area and such than Milwaukee, but the school district is actually smaller than Milwaukee, just by a little bit. So it's So it's about the same size district. They do have very similar problems. Boston as a whole has a history of dealing with its academic needs, including for low-income and minority kids, better than many places in the country, certainly including Milwaukee. I've written about Boston over the years as a place that really pushed reading achievement, high school graduation qualifications, teacher qualifications, Boston and Massachusetts together. So she was part of events there that spoke to setting fairly high academic standards, which is something I'm sure the school board people are looking for at this point.
Hey, Alan, I know this will all be negotiated via contract, but what would the average length of time be for that first contract? The new person's going to want to come in and have time to turn this around and do the hard work that needs to be done. What would be typical for a commitment to make to a person who takes the job?
The norm, at least for Milwaukee, and I think for almost all Wisconsin districts, is 3 years. So they'd probably get a three-year contract. It'll probably be $250,000 to $300,000 a year. Keith Posley was there for 6 years. His two predecessors were there for 4 years. The person before that was there for 8 years. So it's not a lifetime job for hardly anybody.
Well, they all look
tough job.
They all look good.
They do. They look impressive on paper.
Yeah, but what's going on with us is such a headache. They're going to be requesting a lot of money. A lot of compensation.
I'm sure that's true. To be honest, when I saw the list, I was more favorably taken with it than I expected to be.
Wow, that's good, because you're the most respected education journalist in our city. You've been doing this for quite some time. We always appreciate your time and your perspective, Alan. Thank you so much.
Thanks for giving me a call.
Alan Borsig, Senior Fellow in Law and Public Policy at Marquette.